gonna follow that feeling. A baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your hair down, feel alive, alive. When was the last time, oh, you did something for the first time? Girl, tell me, baby,
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking moments after the ceasefire in Gaza took effect. This phase of the deal, brokered by President Trump, calls on Hamas to release all hostages within 24 hours. The president suggested his work should make him the Nobel Peace Prize recipient, but that decision was made earlier in the week. And today, the Norwegian Nobel Committee announced this year's winner, Venezuelan opposition politician Maria Corina Machado.
Despite serious threats against her life, she has remained in the country, a choice that has inspired millions.
That's Committee Chair Jürgen Vatna Freidnes. New York's Attorney General Letitia James called criminal charges against her baseless. Bank fraud and false statement charges filed by President Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney in Virginia's Eastern District. No end in sight to the government shutdown as the Senate leaves. This is ABC News. A federal judge ordered the man charged with starting the deadly Southern California Palisades fire to remain in jail. ABC's Josh Haskell says he is in Florida, and we're learning more about his background.
29-year-old Palisades fire arson suspect Jonathan Rinderknecht telling a Florida courtroom he can't find his passport but would like to move to Bali. More disturbing details surfacing, including recent events involving the suspect's family, who he had been living with. On September 19th, less than a month ago, the suspect's family called 911 claiming Rinderknecht said he would burn the house down.
Sister Jean, who gained international fame in 2018 as the chaplain for the Loyola Ramblers college basketball team when she was 98, has died at 106. The university made the announcement weeks after saying that Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt would be retiring from her role as chaplain of the Chicago school. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Wednesday's Reality Radio, morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Tammy Brandt with Northwoods Living Hope Women's Shelter about who they are and what their latest project is.
Northwoods Living Hope is a women's shelter and maternity home. It is serving the needs of women who are coming out of domestic crisis and women that are in maternity crisis, and being able to help them find a way to hope and healing and from those things. And of course, obviously in maternity crisis, our goal there is that we're hoping somebody to make that choice of life rather than seeking an abortion. There's no doubt about that. In domestic crisis, we're hoping to be able to provide that healing, an avenue forward so that your life can be rebuilt. In both cases, wanting to give parenting classes, teaching life skills, things that all of that nature definitely is all part of that, as far as that part goes. All of this certainly under, you know, the emphasis of introducing people to the Lord Jesus as far as that part goes, and hoping that that can make a difference in their lives.
Sure, and the home located just outside of Phillips is currently being constructed, and if anyone wants to give of time, like you mentioned, you know, painting a paintbrush or whatever it might be, financially, or there's all kinds of different needs once we get the home open and running too. Once that happens, we'll update people monthly.
Tammy then shared ways you can help support them.
There's a couple of different ways. They would be able to contact us at our number there at Northwoods Living Hope. That is 339-2130. Okay. Or they could contact my cell number, text me 715-965-7249. Either of those would be an avenue as far as that part goes. You could also reach out onto our Facebook page and send us a message if you needed to as well, Northwoods Living Hope. And we are pretty excited that by the end of the month, we should have our new webpage up and running.
Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., over at the Fred Smith Community Center in the Wisconsin Concrete Park. The Phillips Public Library is proud to present Christian Cold, a retired DNR educator and wildlife technician. You're invited to join for an insightful discussion about Wisconsin wildlife. Included will be a bonus session about the ethics and the future of hunting, trapping, and fishing in Wisconsin. All ages are welcome. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. over at the Fred Smith Community Center in the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Another Democrat is looking to take on Tony Weed in the 8th Congressional District. Lisa Hale reports.
Benjamin Ben Hable wants to see more representation for people like themselves in government. So Hable, 41, who self-describes as a young, disabled, gender-fluid person, is running as a Democrat for the 8th Congressional District.
I am running to represent underrepresented people because when those people are put into Congress, into positions of power, they actually make differences and changes for all. They don't think about just their group. They think about all groups.
Hable, a former engineer who lives in Burnham Wood, a small village in Shawnee and Marathon counties, believes they are qualified to represent the 8th Congressional District.
There's only two qualifications. You have to be 25 and you have to be a U.S. citizen. You're also not supposed to be a felon. But, you know, apparently that can slide for some people.
In addition to diversity, Hable also thinks universal health care is needed in the U.S. But he said the most pressing issue in the 8th Congressional District is the apathy of young voters.
I think the 8th needs what all districts needs, and that's a lot more youth involvement. You hear it from every generation, the boomers, the Xers, millennials, Gen Z, like there needs to be more youth involvement. Like, it sucks when millennials and Gen Z say that and then they don't get involved, but there's a lot of times that we feel pushed out and not wanted.
Hable faces opposition in the Democratic primary from Appleton businessman Mark Scheffler and Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, who announced their campaigns in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th, 2026, will face 8th CD incumbent Tony Weed. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced yesterday they were suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry in four southern Wisconsin counties. Catch is, they didn't tell the poultry show organizers. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. More on that next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Dan Schwant of the Beaver, Pigeon, and Bantam Club says he's mad. They had a show scheduled for this Saturday at the Jefferson County Fair Park and found out through friends that the show was canceled. He said he received no notification from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
They already started with the setup process. I already had emptied all the cooping out of the semi-trailer, and then all of a sudden a friend of mine messaged me and said, hey, did you see what the dad cap did? And so that was news to me, and I was like, what? Because I checked my email, there was nothing there. And I called another one of our members and asked her, and she said she had received nothing either. So, and then it was just fun, saw it on the website there. And so we've had to cancel one of our previous events because of the AI, and they contacted me in advance and said, hey, I had to cancel. Or this time I had nothing.
That's a surprise. Dan Schwant, the secretary of the Beaver, Pigeon, and Bantam Club, they were having their annual fall swap on Saturday, but Now the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection suspending all poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and movement of poultry in Jefferson, Waukesha, Walworth, and Rock counties until the end of the calendar year. More at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
And congratulations to Kurt Larson from Reedsburg. He's been selected as the new president of the Wisconsin Beef Council Board of Directors. Larson is the current president, CEO of the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association. He'll also act as the state's representative on the Federation of State Beef Councils. There's food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The Cubs and the crew at 2-2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It happened again. First inning, the Brewers' Freddie Peralta on the mound. Bottom of the first, two men on. The Cubs' Ian Happ at the plate on TBS.
Happ with a drive. Right field. Way back there. Gone! Ian Happ takes Freddie Peralta deep for the second time in the series. And the Cubs lead 3-0.
The Cubs went on to win last night 6-0 to force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going into a winner-take-all Game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. Hopefully, the tables will turn when we get into Game 5 at our place.
NBA, the Bucks with another preseason win, 117-111 over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon. A pretty nice day today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight clear, we'll drop to near 40 for a low. Tomorrow another beautiful day with sunshine and a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
98 Q Country.
I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's love.
Hey girl, you make me wanna write a song. I'll sit you down, I'll sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. Yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all night long slow kiss. It goes like this. Hey girl, you make me wanna drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name.
So
Lainey Wilson, 98Q Country, somewhere over Laredo. Good morning. Good morning. Gray here with you. We just had Thomas Rhett a moment ago with It Goes Like This. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not Joel. Yeah, Joel's on vacation today. Good morning. Good morning. Gray covering for you. You notice it's that end of the year and Joel's suddenly taking vacations every couple weeks. Just and guess how this looks to me, by the way, when I get an email on Wednesday that says, hey, I'm going to be gone. No, he doesn't do it. Joel is actually super, super good about that. You could probably tell I'm joking, but I feel like I need to aggressively clarify that Joel honestly makes this process of covering for him as easy as possible. He basically gasses up the car and puts a timer on it to start right when you walk in the door, so you've just got to sit in the driver's seat, hit the gas, and off the machine will go. Though this ain't no Tesla, though, I still have to drive. And today we'll be doing exactly that. We've got a Packer game this weekend to look forward to. I'll be chatting with Civic Media's own Mike Clemens later today, I believe. I will say that I haven't gotten details about that phone call, but that is probably for good reason, because Mike Clemens is all over every Wisconsin sport. So don't be too disappointed if we don't hear from him today. It's because he is doing his headless chicken routine over Brewers things. The Brewers, by the way, they took a second L last night, 6-0 lost to the Cubs. That series now tied at 2-2. In other words, Chicago has forced a game 5, and that'll be taking place on Saturday, I believe around the 3:30 mark. But regardless of what time it is, I know it's on Saturday in mid-afternoon. I'll get you precise details on that timing. It'll be here on 98Q Country. 100% it'll be here. So it's just a matter of when. And again, I will clarify that a little bit later in the day. Unless I can just do that right now. Does not appear so. Oh, it actually looks like the Brewers might be later tomorrow than I thought. I'm seeing My initial Google results are telling me that it might actually be in the evening, 7 p.m.-ish. Regardless, if you are tied up in Brewers baseball and the playoffs, I know that you are likely more than capable. You probably felt it in the force when the game was scheduled. You just, yep, 7 a.m. I can smell it in the air on the fall breeze. You baseball fans, you guys are absolutely awesome. I love how baseball fans experience the game. And I know that's a super odd thing to say. I'm a weird dude. What can I tell you? But seriously, though, the things that you enjoy, you know, I approach baseball as a football fan, and it's like, I'm doing this wrong. I'm looking for the wrong types of fun here. And the statistics, I mean, do appeal to me. But again, you baseball crew, you guys are something else entirely. We've got bottom of the hour sports, news, weather coming up here, and of course, country music all throughout the day. What do we got going on? It's weird. I actually get to talk about news when I do my own show on Trail Mix. I very specifically avoid the news, but we touch it over here. Don't worry. I won't get political or anything. What have we got here for basic news bites? It looks like Texas has halted an execution in a disputed shaken baby case due to potential new evidence and bad science. A death row inmate convicted of killing his daughter back in 2003. Apparently, under the state's 2013 junk science law, which allows courts to review cases built on outdated or discredited medical evidence. Now that, I mean, having seen nothing but the headline, that idea, having a junk science law, that sounds like a good idea, you know, like, because there were laws written based on DNA technology from the early 90s, you know, when DNA was really taking off, new laws were made, and it didn't necessarily take into effect all the changes in technology that were coming, which isn't always a bad thing. I mean, there's federal statutes that, you know, that one example that always comes to mind, there's some state where you can't carry ice cream in your pocket on a Sunday. You know, the laws are kind of a snapshot of the time in which they were created. What else do we have here? Super Bowl. Turning Point USA has launched a rival All-American halftime show. They've announced plans for the All-American halftime show to run parallel to the 2026 Super Bowl halftime in protest of Bad Bunny's performance. Let's see. Bad Bunny's selection has stirred criticism among figures who questioned his Spanish language performances and ties to Puerto Rico. Why? Oh, okay. Promote a theme like faith, family, and freedom, and solicit public input on genres like Americana, worship, and anything in English. Puerto Rico is America, though. That's what confuses me about these moments. There's this weird feeling to this announcement. Like, it's this counter show wouldn't exist if it weren't for the halftime show. Maybe I'm wrong there, but it feels like this is designed in opposition to something. And I've been told by every therapist I've ever had, if you define yourself by the things you dislike, you're an unhappy person. I don't know. It's just there's this feeling about this. It's like, no. These people aren't just gathering because they're happy and they agree on what makes them happy. They're gathering because they're angry about something. And good change can come from that. But I don't know if change is the goal here. And Puerto Rico is America. Anyway, that's my confusion on that one. What else do we have here? Hollywood buzz. Nope. We can leave that one behind. What else? It actually seems to be a generally quiet day. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted on federal charges in Virginia, denies wrongdoing, decries politicization of the case. There's a lot of this kind of stuff going on right now. Different judges potentially in legal hot water. This one is super unclear because in most cases, like a couple of them, you can see that there's a very clear political lean to some of the actions being taken. This one is kind of weird because I don't know what exactly she's been indicted for. Charges of bank fraud and making false statements concerning a mortgage loan for a property in Norfolk. So this one is not related to things that are currently politically relevant. Let's see. And okay, yeah, so okay, that's a mess. I have disqualified myself from speaking on Letitia James. She is someone I don't know enough about. Mike Greenwell, longtime Red Sox player, has passed away at 62. The former All-Star outfielder lost his battle with thyroid cancer. He played his entire 12-year career at Fenway before he retired back in 1996, inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame in 2008. Mike Greenwell, rest in peace. What else do we have here? Last but not least, that Palisades fire. The judge overseeing the case in Florida has ordered the man accused of starting the Palisades fires to stay behind bars. Apparently, prosecutors raised concerns about the suspect's mental health and described him as having traits of an arsonist. I see these things. I'm suddenly reminded of, do not take this medication if you are allergic to this medication. It's like, okay. Who was that for? Who was that for? It's like, yeah, this guy that we're accusing of arson has the traits of an arsonist. Did we need to say that out loud? Apparently we did. Anyway, that's the thing. When I touch news, you get this weird dose of cynical gray, and I go through the day at an angle, and that angle is like slightly unpleasant. I expect worse from people when I listen to the news. I mean, notwithstanding local news and quality local info and state relevant info, stuff from the Civic Network, not so much. But like, I expect worse from people when I listen to major three-letter news organizations a lot of the time. How about you? Is that something we can agree on? Does the world look a little bit uglier through the lens of news first thing? Maybe. Let's give you some quality stuff, though. Things that we've leafed through, taken care of, and can more reliably verify. And with no emotion put into it. There's more emotion in news than ever before. You know why that didn't used to be? Because emotions are messy, stinky, disruptive, and disorganized. They are unproductive, and they get in the way. We need them, but we also need to keep them on the sidelines. And that is my goal for the day. Keep the emotion on the sidelines, except when it is where it belongs to be. I'm where I belong to be here on 98Q Country, covering for Joel today. And now I will leave off of the news today. I've gotten my dose. We'll keep you updated in a more wholesome fashion with Civic Media's news and ABC as well. Check out the weather coming up next. Civic Media's own Mike Clements. The whole update and a pile of country music. We've got Focus on the Family later this hour and a second update at the top of the hour. Strap in, buckle up. 98Q is here. It's Friday morning. And good morning to you. And I hit the wrong button. Here we go.
We're gonna party!
New Country Now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Ooh. Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome!
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Israeli
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking moments after the ceasefire in Gaza took effect. This phase of the deal, brokered by President Trump, calls on Hamas to release all hostages within 24 hours. The president suggested his work should make him the Nobel Peace Prize recipient, but that decision was made earlier in the week. And today, the Norwegian Nobel Committee announced this year's winner, Venezuelan opposition politician Maria Corina Machado.
Despite serious threats against her life, she has remained in the country, a choice that has inspired millions.
That's Committee Chair Jürgen Vatna Freidness. New York's Attorney General Letitia James called criminal charges against her baseless. Bank fraud and false statement charges filed by President Trump's hand-picked U.S. attorney in Virginia's Eastern District. No end in sight to the government shutdown as the Senate leaves. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. As temperatures get lower, now is the time to get your furnace, chimney, or heating equipment checked out by a professional. This ensures it works efficiently and there are no malfunctioning parts that could cause fires or carbon monoxide poisoning. And also, don't forget to check to make sure your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors are also working properly. You can find more tips for getting ready for winter at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Fields Public Library. Tracy will be sharing a collection of hauntingly delightful stories perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress. This is free and family-friendly, so don't miss it. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. This month, doctors are urging women to get screened for breast cancer. Isabella Nieto has more.
According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and serves as a reminder that understanding your personal risk could save your life. Dr. Cecilia Strode is an Aspirus Health breast surgeon. She says some patients are at a higher risk than others.
We would like to see the cancers that we see to be screen detected. And we, for that to happen, we need women to have the screening that is appropriate for them at their particular level of risk.
Family history, genetics, and other health factors can increase your chances of developing breast cancer. Strode says while family history is an important part of identifying risk factors, it's a small part.
Most patients who get cancer, breast cancer, don't have an actual family history of breast cancer in close relatives.
Strode says patients who have received treatment for other cancers also have a high risk of developing breast cancer.
Women who have high-risk breast biopsies with atypical findings, women who have had chest wall radiation as part of cancer treatment at a younger age, before 30. And then there are some other things as well, but those are the big ones.
Breast tissue density can also increase your risk. Strode says denser breast tissue requires more detailed scans.
For women who have really extremely dense breasts, and that is an official term, extremely dense breast, MRI imaging is going to be a much better way to screen.
Strode says even women who have had mammograms that appeared normal need to have a clinical breast exam in case they do need a biopsy. Strode recommends women get their mammograms and disclose any changes they have noticed in their breasts to their healthcare provider. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Cubs and the crew at 2-2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It happened again. First inning, the Brewers, Freddie Peralta on the mound. Bottom of the first, two men on. The Cubs, Ian Happ at the plate on TBS.
Happ with a drive, right field, way back there, gone! Ian Happ takes Freddie Peralta deep for the second time in the series, and the Cubs lead 3-0.
The Cubs went on to win last night 6-0 to force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going into a winner-take-all Game 5, how do you guys get that momentum back on your side?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't force. Momentum in baseball happens based on what's on the field. Hopefully, the tables will turn when we get into Game 5 at our place.
NBA, the Bucks with another preseason win, 117-111 over the Pistons at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Holman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon. Pretty nice day today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to near 40 for a low. Tomorrow, another beautiful day with sunshine and a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
These girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died.
wish Sundays on the creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds. And every road was named Copperhead. And coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost. Back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpa's never died. Never died. Never got playing old. I wish farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds. And every road was named Copperhead. And coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost. And back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpa's never died. I wish grandpa's never died.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Now she grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car. After graduation, sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. Turn them on.
country thing, you know.
Trace Atkins on 98.3 FM. Ladies love country boys. Right behind Lee Bryce. Behind Riley Green. I wish grandpas never died. Gray here with you covering for Joel today. And just looking around at a beautiful, chilly morning. Let me see. What does the National Weather Service claim is going on out there? 51 degrees right now. It is 6. Oh, I was going to say it's 6:49, but now it's 6:50 on the dot. 6:50 a.m. Focus on the Family coming up next on 98Q. And a word from sponsors as well. I am compiling football info. We've got to take a preview of the game this upcoming weekend. Also, before I even forget to do it later, I need to give a huge shout out and a pile of gratitude to a couple of friends of mine, Bill and Lisa Klein, people who I met through a previous job, and their extraordinary generosity is why I get to go to a Packer game for the first time in my life this weekend. So I'll share with you some of my incredible excitement and some of the plan for early next week. I took Monday off because I know there's a pretty good chance I will have no voice on Monday. We are going to be positioned near one of the end zones with our seats. So there's a pretty solid chance I end up shouting myself beyond hoarse. Whatever comes after shouting yourself hoarse, I'm going to discover that on Sunday. So we'll chat plenty of sports in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, we'll leave off of sports because I know that's not what you're here for. And there's a lot of stuff going on. I've got a fire prevention open house happening tomorrow that I want to share with you. We've got a Fifield Fallcraft and Bake Fair coming up soon, a senior living expo next week, a no-cost laptop distribution program. All this coming up from the morning show, broadcasting from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. It begins with a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. And at Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people. We're 98Q. Focus on the Family coming up next. I'll see you on the other side of the 7 o'clock mark. Top of the hour news, weather, and sports.
I love the following story from author Richard Blackaby. Richard and his wife had just moved into a new house. The floors, the walls, even the garage door was pristine. Until one evening when he heard a loud bang outside. He ran to the door and discovered his two boys were playing hockey in the driveway. One of them had launched a shot at his brother, who was guarding a goal in front of the brand new garage door. And to no one's surprise, it left a hockey puck-sized ding right in the door. The boys apologized, but they still got a speech from their dad about resale value and a full accounting of the damage they'd done. When Richard went back inside, his wife said, "I guess we'll have to decide if we're going to live in a home or a museum." Ouch! That had to sting. And honestly, it stings me when I think of how easy it is to make a home more important than the people living in it. We don't have to allow our kids to trash our homes for their own pleasure, of course. I wouldn't let my boys do that. But I also don't want to completely stifle their ability to have some fun and enjoy their childhood. In fact, I'm reminded that I shouldn't get so hung up on the stuff of life that it becomes more important than the people in my life. That's not the environment I want to create. For Richard, the scuffs and scrapes on the walls, and yes, even the dinged up garage door, bring to mind wonderful memories of his kids who are now grown and gone. Now he's not sure if he's ever going to replace that garage door. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Get more than an oil change at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls. Their AIC-certified team handles full-service repairs to keep your vehicle winter-ready. Try to winterize inspection. Just $34.99, including battery service and load test, and a freeze check to 35 below. Fluid checks, wipers, tires, spark plugs, and a full undercar visual. Enjoy new lower oil change prices and tire perks, free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. They also offer 24-hour towing and on-off-road recovery. Stay safe this season with D&D Tire and Auto.
98Q Country.
Joel Karnick in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Sun and light.
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Gaza war has stepped closer to an end. The first phase of a ceasefire agreement is now in effect, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
This morning, joy and relief as a ceasefire is now in effect, paving the way for the remaining hostages to be released early next week after being held by Hamas for more than 2 years. In Gaza, thousands seen heading north back to Gaza City, just moments after the ceasefire was made official.
No Nobel Peace Prize, though, for President Trump. It's awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. No pay for U.S. military members October 15th if the government shutdown's not resolved by then. And the Senate left Washington Thursday without passing a funding bill. U.S. troops have never missed a paycheck because of a shutdown. New York Attorney General Letitia James called bank fraud and false statement charges against her baseless and accused President Trump, who pushed for those charges, of weaponization. This is ABC News. Louisiana jail escapee Derrick Groves is not going to fight his extradition from Georgia, and now officials in New Orleans are making arrangements to return him to their state.
Derrick Groves was one of 10 men who broke out of the Orleans Parish